Some African leaders, some African leaders who try to give to Africa the best future, but Babylon killed them because they didn't want. We are talking about Haile Selassie Rastafari from Ethiopia, Africa. We are talking about Thomas Sankara from West Africa. We are talking about Patrice Lumumba from Congo. We are talking about Jomo Kenyatta from Kenya. Rastafari know the fight for us.
Thank you very much. We're going on to talk about freedom for Africa. Economical freedom and political freedom. Yes, I. You know, Africa is not free. Yeah, man. very much. We call the next song Il faut se lever. And this song is talking about the African revolution now in Tunisia, in Egypt, everywhere in Africa. Il faut se lever because nobody will change Africa for us. Rastafari. Yeah, man. Uh-huh.
Il faut se lever, 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 pour changer tout ça. vaya un espectáculo. Un aplauso. Tiken Ja Fakoly. Un aplauso. Hagan ruido. Libertad para África. Eso es lo que queremos. Libertad para África. Babylon, take your hands away from Africa. Un aplauso, más fuerte, Rototom, más fuerte, por favor. Más, que se oiga, hasta ahí abajo, que se oiga, que se oiga.
Every Wednesday at 6 a.m. sin.
demostrarle al mundo, a la 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 la, que hay que tener buena pero muy buena fe, no pensar en la maldad y crear cada vez más. Yo demostraré que hay que ser así, ya no hay más que hablar en vano.
La 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 fácil.
Es tan fácil.
Es tan fácil.
Listen, the next song we're going to do is one of my favorites. Pat, do me a favor. I need some echo, okay? It's Academy Award nomination and a Golden Globe Award winner. To accompany me with this song is my brother Randy on piano. Bill Woodford on synthesizer, Mike McKinney on bass, Jonathan Moffitt on drums, my brother Tito on guitar, and our friend Chloe on flute. Now listen, do me a favor. If you want to sing along, feel free.
Time to go!
Time to go!
friend of ours who was with the diplomatic service, that Molly, our sax player, shared a tiny room with in London. He was a great man for coming up with phrases. He had a phrase for everything. Will you take a check? Last man through the gate. And, you know. And he was always talking about places that he'd visited in his diplomatic service. You know, like he'd been to Uganda, which was too hot for the average white man. Or the jungle that was too wet for the average white man. And it was just a sort of recurring theme. So we all sort of picked it up. It was part of the humour that we used at the time. So Alan's wife had meant, well, why don't you call it the Average White Band? And of course, we weren't used to hearing that, and it sounded a bit odd, but then again, it had a kind of funny, quirky thing to it.
Yo! Good evening, welcome to the show. Here's our Hollywood. That was a song name from our brand new remix CD called Things. We'd like to take you right back to the beginning of the band here. First song we ever wrote together. This is The Jugglers.
This might be my imagination, but I can feel the spirit moving over me. I get this creeping when I should be sleeping, and the music isn't like it used to be. What am I to do about it, sister? Got a game that you might like to play. He calls it running a business, and then, well, you blow the competition all away. What am I to do about it, sister? How am I to take the stage? What am I gonna do without it, sister?
Live music is unpredictable and dangerous at its best, so that's why people need to... And kids nowadays actually don't go very much to see live music. Live music is going to a sweaty club and seeing five or six guys stand up there and rock it out, you know. It's a connection with the audience. And when the audience is good and the band's good, everyone has the time of their life, you know.
Thank you very much indeed. Woo! Well, it's good to be back. It's been a little couple of years since this room, huh? That's coming up, don't worry. Go change some furniture here.
Thank you.
Elliot Lewis on vocals. Welcome on back.
The band's has been around for so long. It has a great history. And it's even that they're obviously, I'm a new member, there's a new member, it's not the original lineup, but the band has tried to stay really true to its music and its roots. So it hasn't deviated too much from that. And I think people appreciate that. And I grew up actually being a drummer. I started on drums. So, you know, by the time I was like, if we can date myself and everybody here, you know, I was playing Pick Up the Pieces when I was 12 years old as a drummer. Yeah. The band just stays true to what, you know, if you remember the early records, it stays true to that. And we're working for the audience, you know. We're not there to just please ourselves. We're there to communicate this music to the audience. So it's a good vibe. It's a good vibe. And the band attracts a great cross-section of people.
We also included this on the live person-to-person double thing. A little bit of I'm the One. I'm the one that wants you. I did what you knew from day one.